Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hello, it's still Johnny. And welcome back to the second part of the Magnus Season 5 Second Hiatus Gaming Podcast Episode 2.
Nailed it.
I am joined.
Johnny having a nice normal one over there.
I have nothing but normal ones. I am normal ones through and through. Joining me just then was the voice of Ben Meredith.
Hello.
Hello, Ben.
I introduced myself last time, so you should listen to the first episode of this sub-arc.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to the first episode of this three-part bit of hiatus nonsense...
This is high-quality content, Johnny.
Nonsense. No, I'm not saying that, obviously they should listen, because this is great
distilled.
Fun. We're having a good time.
It's triple distilled nonsense, though. It's the finest nonsense.
But they should listen to the first one first.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we'll be like...
remix, you know?
It might be an interesting experiment to listen to the second one and then go back. I don't know.
This is the future, Johnny. Youth are into remix culture. They're going to be using and sampling and...
Sample me saying all sorts of nonsense. They're going to sample me saying I'm having a normal one.
Yeah. Well, for you crazy cats out there who started listening at episode 2, we also do podcasts called Rusty Quill Gaming and Stella Firma. Go listen to those. God damn it.
Ben desperately wants you to listen to his other creations where he does other voices. It's not just a sexy boss.
Nah. I'm a sexy dwarf, I'm a sexy goblin, I'm a sexy clone. It's great.
Yeah. Sexy archaeologist at one point, right?
Okay, let's leave Ben's raw, unfiltered sexuality and eroticism behind for just a moment. To make sure that our listeners do know the other speakers. So who's that? Who's that voice roasting Ben?
Me and Lowry both pause because it's like, hey, everyone roasts Ben. Yeah, I'm Lydia Nicholas. I'm Melanie in Magnus and also in Rusty Quill Gaming with.
You're not Melanie in Rusty Quill Gaming.
I'm other characters.
Could be this. We're given this company's naming conventions.
Yeah. Yes, true.
Miss Pledge's first name is actually Sasha.
Yes, it is canon.
Sasha Pledge. It's a good name.
Speaking of...
Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Lowry, and I produce the Magnus Archives, and I do a vocal cut editing for Rusty Quill Gaming, and I listen to Stella Firma. So that means you should just listen to them all. And I am also a Sasha.
Right, so when last we left, we were at Slide World, a water park. This adventure has had the random title generated of Before the Twilight of the Blind Abyss. And Health Inspector Gavin Crumble, Himbo Lifeguard Freddie, and Park Caretaker Ms. Pledge were all about to descend down into the pump room to, basically to help Gavin just do some checks, some very normal checks on the very normal water in this park.
On the very normal, opaque water of the very normal ride, Hellfall.
The Hellfall is, it's fine. It's, you know, it's just good, clean fun.
It's very clean. I clean it daily.
Yeah.
Just by pouring bleach in there.
Yeah. How
and
else?
Like, yeah. And there's like, I mean, there's at most one bone a day.
Yeah.
You know?
They erode eventually.
Yeah, or the bleach. Yeah. That does that. I don't know where, like, what level of canonicity these mumbles have, just the idea that you kind of pour lime into a particular, like, tray, put that in, and then be like, there's no bones clogging the outlet now.
We've boiled them all off.
There are occasional, like, you do sometimes find bones in the Hellfall, but it's fine. It's very, it hasn't happened today.
Yeah, there's some open stretches, so animals could get in overnight.
Yeah, like, obviously it's generally, like, you assume it's animal bones.
Yeah, like deer, wolves, big dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a cow.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Some sort of bonobo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is in Dorset, so we're right next to Monkey World, and once we had a tank drive-in.
I'm from Dorset, and I love Monkey World. Monkey World's amazing.
I was talking about Monkey World yesterday. That's so weird.
It's a great day out, mate. It's a great day out. Go to Monkey World. Everyone, obviously, this doesn't apply to, like, Americans. Don't fly internationally.
No, do.
And then travel to Dorset specifically to go to Monkey World, because I think you will be a little bit disappointed. But if you're in the south of England and you are also in a beautiful future where you can go outside, go to Monkey World. It's great.
Cool.
And yes, it is right next to the Tank Museum, which is...
and in this universe, also right next to...
And also right next to Slide World.
Slide World. Yeah, that's... Oh. In this is a parallel universe, very similar to our own.
They call it the Triangle of Fun.
Yeah. You never
Once
leave,
you enter.
They say.
Yep. Dorset's Triangle of Fun.
You'll never want to leave.
Anyway, you're still standing at the top of these stairs.
I don't want to... this is obviously your facility, but it looks like that is a lock that needs a key, not a swipe card.
No, it's been opened. Mr. Calcifer opened it for you.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Calcifer. Yes, I forgot about him. He just slides off the memory.
It's fine, I'm already gone, though.
Mr. Calcifer is a very observant and helpful boss. He'll often just turn up with very little warning, just when you need him, or just when you're about to, like, go through a door that says keep out, or sometimes when it's just dark. So he very much sees the safety of the workforce. Obviously, first after the safety of the park guests. There's a lot of safety
yes.
Mr. Calcifer carries in his head. That, and the safety of the water.
Thank
which,
you,
obviously
Freddy.
Helps both the safety of us and the safety of the guests.
I would rather look at the machines instead of hearing the sales pitch. Thank you very
sure.
much.
Also, as Freddy goes down the stairs, also the safety of the food in the caff. He also oversees the safety of that.
I am a
very
water
clean.
Safety inspector, the food safety inspector
drink
will be along
water
next
in
week.
The calf.
So I don't look at potable water.
Oh, right. I see.
And I really do hope that you do not stock your swimming pools with potable water, because that will have bacteria. You don't just pour tap water into the swimming pools, do you, Freddie?
I don't know.
So someone does.
That's not my job.
Are you on record as saying someone just pours tap water into the pool?
You've reached the bottom of the stairs. Congratulations.
As far as I know, there's not a record. Play. What? Right, yes.
Gavin Crumble makes a note.
Okay.
So.
Freddie is terrified.
You arrive at the bottom of the stairs. It is a large room with eight big pumping machines, like very strong chemical bleach smell. The Hellfall slide doesn't get pumped through from this room. It has its own separate room down a narrow kind of, you know, it's in slight disrepair, like a lot of cobwebs, some like weird stains, just like down a long, narrow corridor off to one side.
So this is the pumps. You can see there are eight. Like we have eight rides, as you saw the flutterbys with the little ones. There was also another one, which I mentioned. I think you would quite like...
The flume!
The log flume, which, as I've said, is very safe. You can walk along, should you so wish. There is also the jungle ride.
Yes, the toilet bowl.
The toilet bowl, which is not the same as the jungle ride.
I believe the spinning top was one of them as well.
The spinning top does also do that.
Hold on, I'm just go back a second. I just want to just dial back.
Splashy splash
time? Could you describe the... toilet bowl water slide.
Absolutely.
That you very subtly pitched there.
Absolutely, boy. Have you never been on one of those ones where you go in and it's like a big bowl and you spin round and round and round and round and round and then it shoots you out?
Is the gimmick here you get in like a really long brown inflatable that you just lie down in and you spin
around? That's the one!
It's funny that you'd say that because they weren't originally brown, but they are now.
Oh my God.
Just from use, yes.
Gavin Crumble makes a note.
it's just because of how the plastic changes colour as it ages.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a UV.
It's the friction against the the soft plastic.
The friction
and the
UV. Yes, yes. Mm. The jungle ride, which takes advantage of the fact that we are next to Monkey World, and so sometimes you can glimpse the monkeys over the side of the pool, which does not illegally go over the land of Monkey World. It does not. That has been measured and checked. Also, there's the swirly whirly whirl. There's the whirly whirly swirl, which is different. And there is also...
Larry, what's the last one?
The shark slide.
Yes, shark slide.
Yeah. Which, contrary to opinion, does not actually put sharks down the slide. No, the sharks are at the bottom.
They're in the aquarium.
Yeah.
Gavin Crumble makes a note.
By which I assume you mean that there are, like, there's a sort of kind of a slightly dropped level with, like, a big sort of aquarium-style shark tank, like, swimming around the edges of the pool.
Yes.
So it feels like you're swimming with sharks.
Yes. Yes.
But actually, there's some glass between, which is it's probably very thick.
It's probably very thick. They're also really, they're just dogfish. Really?
Sharks are
quite expensive.
Water park and shark aquarium.
To be fair, I think that'd be a great pool to be swimming around. Like you're swimming and like you're kind of swimming with the tiny
sharks.
Yeah, tiny sharks.
Are the sharks tiny or are you giant?
Yeah, who can say?
Freddy pokes the machines.
Yeah, they're working. They're fine. Mm.
Look, this machine, as you can see, is working.
Do you want to make a roll there, Ben?
I will. I think, obviously...
looking at the pumps?
Yeah, I'm guessing analytics is helping me out here.
Yeah.
So can we just... so if I'm applying a benefit, well, what is the exact effect of that?
So it'll be lowering the target number.
Okay. So something is just targeted. It's all target number based. Cool. Well, I rolled a 9.
Yep, that's great. These are, like... Everything seems... pretty much as you'd expect it. A few of them could probably do with having some of the chlorine chemical levels topped up a bit, but they're all within acceptable safety standards. They all seem to be working. They're all just rumbling along.
Okay, Mike, spend a good 15 minutes looking around, making sure it's all in order. Make a couple of recommendations, but no citations.
Yeah. Ms. Pledge, what are you doing while this investigation is taking place?
Well, I'm tailing and just if there's something that maybe isn't as it should be, I'm trying to get there. I'm using my knowledge of this room, which is deep, to get ahead of Gavin Crumble.
Okay.
To, maybe if like, tank 4, we really meant to put chlorine in that. Just put a bit more in before he gets there. And, a bone. Oh, chuck it into the tank where you can't
a
see it.
A bone in the filter. Get rid of that.
Yeah, okay. Make me a roll. I think you have... You've got resourceful, so I'll give you... I'll say 6.
That is 10.
10. Ooh. Nice. Yeah, no, you're like, every time Gavin is looking at one machine, Ms. Pledge is just sort of all over the one immediately opposite, topping things up, polishing, twisting.
Absolutely.
It turns out, Ben, that maybe all of these machines were not
yet
doing quite so well before you arrived. But and weirdly, like, you actually return to the Twirly Whirl. You got confused. You did the Whirly Twirl twice.
Mm.
And so when you return to the Twirly Whirl, it seems to actually be working better the second time.
Okay, I do that sort odd. Of like tap on the valve kind of thing that people do, just, you yep. know, just to make sure. And then I'll remove yep. one of those tap, citations. Tap. Seems to be in order.
Wonderful. Mm. So that's what pumps all seem good.
So what about that particularly spooky corridor?
Oh, well, as you see, the thematic decorations extend throughout the pot because Mr. Calcifer is an extremely detail-oriented manager. He, in fact, inspects everything every day, some of them all the time. He okay. is somehow there whenever you are looking at it. It's extremely impressive and diligent. And so this is the treatment for the Hellfall, which is one of our star attractions.
Yes, the one with the opaque black water.
It's an extremely scary ride.
I can think of many ways in which I find it scary. Now let's go to the pump room and make sure it's all in order.
Yes, Mr. Crumble, Sir Mister, yes.
So will do.
You head down the long corridor, your steps seeming to echo that much more as you approach the door. This one reads, caution, Hellfall pump, secret.
Mm-hmm. Also, just a detail.
Classified.
I am definitely having
don't
to...
Don't enter.
But I'm definitely going to have to...
Careful now.
But I'm definitely going to have to...
Signed, Mr. Calcifer.
But I'm definitely going to have to stoop down this corridor.
Mm. Oh yeah, it is. How tall did you say you were? It's
6'5".
It's 6'4".
Okay.
Somehow, Freddy goes ahead of you down the corridor, and despite being not that much shorter than Mr. Crumble, he doesn't get any cobwebs in his hair. But there are cobwebs at face level, just all the way as Mr. Crumble.
That's
goes
because
on.
Miss Pledge is dusting them out of your way as you go.
I see.
Very invested in you looking good.
So you both come at the end of it like looking fine. I come out looking like an absolute nightmare. I look like the thing that's left at the back of the Halloween display of a store in like late November.
Yeah, yeah.
You look like if someone took a Halloween scarecrow and then just, like, covered it in fake cobwebs.
I'm just shaking them off my clipboard.
The door is not actually locked. Clearly, Mr. Calcifer felt the sign was enough.
Right this way, Mr. Sir Crumble, sir.
Yeah, very good.
The pump room for the hell dive. Is it the hell dive or the hell fall?
It's the hell fall, except when you describe it.
Yeah, well, I thought that last episode I said Hellfall and you said Helldive.
No. What you said Helldive, and then I tried to improv patchwork it by saying that the Helldive was the spookiest bit of the Hellfall ride.
Lydia, yes, and it. She collaborated with you.
Yeah, thank you.
It's
thank
a thing
you,
people do, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. No, it's... no.
No, but.
No, but. No. No. Finn.
Yeah, I don't have to to explain myself to you people. Just no.
Anyway, so as you enter the room containing the pump for the Hellfall, it's a square room with completely blank concrete walls. The pipes come in from the ceiling. They're just big, completely closed off iron pipes and go back out up the ceiling. And in the centre is a black metal box that is sat there completely silent.
How big is the box?
It is about, say, 15 foot by 15 foot.
Mm.
Like 15 foot. It's like a 15 foot cube.
I see.
So this is the pumping mechanism for the Hellfall.
Mr. Sir Crumble, sir. It does all the mod cons of the ride, keeping it clean and
it's pure black.
Safe. And it is very modern.
Seeming almost to draw your eye in.
It's extremely modern and safe. It manages the safety of the ride.
As though it were waiting.
And of the riders.
Right. Well, this is a model that I'm not familiar with.
It's very modern.
Looks sort of like the monolith from 2001, A Space Odyssey, except...
Is that an old film? I am very young, as has been established.
But mature.
Okay, but film is a recorded medium. You can watch it. It's quite a famous... Stanley Kubrick, have you heard Shining, Clockwork Orange?
I don't have much time to watch media.
The box looms impatiently.
Because I pick things up and put them down so often.
Right. God, the youth today. Right, well, how do you open this thing? Can I have a look at some of the... readouts?
There's no readouts on the outside. If you have a look, there is essentially a hatch on the side. About halfway up, there's a small set of metal stairs that lead up to a hatch which sort of lifts up. It's about sort of, I'd say maybe 5 foot up of the wall, like it lifts. It's about big enough that if you wanted to climb inside, you could, but, you know, you'd need to, like, have a bit of a squeeze.
If you would like to inspect the inside of the mechanism inside of the mechanism here, you can see this handy hatch.
Yeah, well, I'm not really a mechanical engineer. I'm just more asking, so all of the readouts are inside the machine?
That would make sense.
Right, okay. I will walk up and open the hatch.
Just to be clear, neither Ms. Pledge nor Freddy have ever actually seen this before.
But Freddy, wide-eyed... himbo innocence.
Mm-hmm.
So are you heading up to the hatch?
Yeah, I'm expecting to see pipes and valves and things.
Okay. So you pull the hatch up and the inside, it's very dark. It takes you are a few moments for your eyes to adjust. You're still stood outside. The water comes up just below where the hatch is. So from where you're standing, you can see sort of just... still water inside, just kind of sitting there. You're not entirely sure how it would... Like, there doesn't seem to be any machines, any mechanism for actually pumping it back out, although you can see it, you know, going out if you look outside the machine at the pipes. Like, I know I said that they were completely opaque, but I've decided there's probably a little window where you can see water going up.
Yeah.
The occasional bubble going past.
Yeah, just a little bubble. But as your eyes adjust, you can see that there appears to be a figure... standing in the water.
I'm sorry, is this some kind of joke? And I'll kind of look to the other
they
people.
They are tall and thin and pale and seem to be wearing some sort of dark apron. They are facing away from you and their head appears to be completely bald.
Are they moving or, like, is this...
They are completely still.
Yeah, okay.
Are you calling out?
Well, no, so I'm looking at this sort of confused and then I turn my head to... Freddy and Ms.
Just
Pledge.
Glowing with innocence.
I'm sorry, is this some kind of joke? Somebody's put some sort of shop mannequin in here to try and, I don't know, scare me? I'm not finding this very amusing at all, and I'm going to have to write this up. And I start making a note in my...
When you turn back after having spoken, it has moved. It is now facing towards you, and you can see it has very rudimentary features, but where its eyes would normally be, two large holes leak this dark black fluid down into the water. It seems to be looking towards you, but not actually at you.
I will get up abruptly and sort of using a veneer of anger to cover my obvious discomfort, be like, no, this is absolutely unacceptable. I don't know if you're playing some kind of practical...
Could I have a roll from you?
Yes.
In case you potentially take some hit point damage from the horror.
I think I would actually like to maybe ask if bureaucrat is applicable here, because I am using sort of the veneer of process in order to try and, like,
okay, yeah,
shield
yeah, no,
myself.
I'll allow that. Like, I think it would be a target number of 10, though, because that's pretty scary.
Yeah.
So that'll lower it back down to an 8.
Which, and I rolled a 6, so that's unfortunate.
So I'm going to give you spooked. 2 hit points of fear.
Okay.
Oh, no.
As you start to talk, you can see that it is walking through the water towards you, ripples lapping away.
I back off. I slam the hatch down, back off, and I'm like, yeah, sort of pseudo-angrily, like, blustering at Freddy and Miss Pledge.
Was a chemical level incorrect, well, no. Mr. Crumble, sir? Because we can absolutely fix that.
No,
there's absolutely no need to write anything down on your notepad.
No, this is ridiculous.
You left it leaking in there.
There's some sort of...
Why would you do that?
There's some sort of...
Why would you break the mechanism?
No, you go look. You're obviously playing some kind of practical joke. This isn't funny at all. Where are the cameras?
I absolutely will have a check. You have broken our machine, and this will need to be reported to someone. Someone will need to know about this. You coming in here trying to mess with Mr. Calcifer, just breaking our equipment. Freddy will go over and be like, hello, and begin to unscrew.
Just actually properly remove the hatch, not just open it.
Oh, no, open it. Oh, no, yeah, open it. Like, sorry, I thought weirdly like a porthole, so you have to screw it, but anyway. Okay.
No, it's very much just like, it's got a handle, you just right. kind of lift
okay,
it
so
up.
Okay, so it's a relatively obvious mechanism, Freddy will
yeah,
not
yeah,
mess
yeah.
this
it's
one
like,
up.
You know,
it's not
if
a recurring
you imagine the sort
thing
of,
that he struggles
if you imagine
with.
The sort of hatch one might use to potentially, I don't know, throw some meat into a pool of dark water
to
feed something that lurks inside, it's that sort of hatch.
Right, sure. Heavy, strong, stop any demonic stuff.
Yeah.
Just theoretically, that's what it would be.
You lift it up and the face still leaking that pitch black fluid is about 6 inches from yours.
Oh my goodness, there's a person stuck in here. You trapped a person in here. Oh, why would this is a,
okay.
this is
as
an
you,
outrage.
As you start to cry out, it yep. lunges at you.
I think Freddy will try and headbutt it.
Brilliant. Okay. I'll probably call that a himbo roll then.
Yeah.
You'll need a six because it's lunging towards you and it's not.
Yeah, there we go. There's a six.
That's a six. Okay.
Just about managed to headbutt the demon.
So, yeah, you're like, it crunches in and it's like headbutting a water balloon.
Ooh.
Like, it's kind of yields and it does stagger backwards. But as it does so, your face is covered in this black fluid.
Freddy screams.
Yep. You're going to be taking probably 2 hit point damage. You find yourself staring out at an unknowable, huge, impossible void. Distant stars twinkling as though your face is very cold.
Oh dear.
As though it is in the spaces between galaxies.
Terrible.
As you turn towards Ms. Pledge and Gavin Crumble, they will see that where the liquid has splashed on your face, you can see stars and space as though Freddy's face had become a hole in the universe.
Freddy boy!
And then the liquid sort of flows off and you like just...
Freddy is screaming and clawing at his face, pulling the liquid off.
As the liquid goes off, like, your face returns.
Oh, that's very reassuring. I'm quite keen on my face.
A lot of people are.
As are many people.
I'm going to say you probably staggered down the small staircase while that was happening. The thing is crawling now. It's
oh dear.
Sort of...
It's crawling out of the hole?
Yeah, it's like kind of flopped out of the hole and is currently getting itself to its feet.
Miss Pledge is going to leap forward with her mop to try and push it back into the tank. Freddy boy, run!
Very heroic.
I would like to use loyal.
Yeah, no, that makes absolute sense. Like, it's going to be a bit tricky because this thing is, it's very tall and long and like shoving it back through the hatch is going to be a little bit tricky. So it would be a 10, that's reduced to an 8. You could also take a devil's bargain if you wanted to make it a little bit easier.
You have to negotiate a bad consequence?
Yeah, so a devil's bargain is where we agree a negative consequence which will happen regardless of whether you succeed or fail.
Okay.
So you could say, well, all right, but even if I succeed, this negative consequence happens.
Yeah.
And in return, I make the role slightly easier.
Miss Pledge will make the devil's bargain for Freddy. She's very invested in him. I guess losing the mop isn't enough. It's a very good mop. She's had it for. Oh.
You know what? No, you know what? Yeah, you lose the mop. I'll say that you can lose the mop.
If you lose the mop, maybe you also lose your ability to clean or one of those things.
No. It's not that you lose the mop. It's that this thing, regardless of whether or not you succeed in driving it back into the tank, it will have the mop.
No.
Which, I mean, that's probably fine. What damage could something like this do with a mop?
Having a long stick in a horror situation.
Right, so what am I aiming for? Okay. Six.
So you're looking for a six.
I got a nine.
A nine, woo! Brilliant. Yeah, you just sort of charge forward and start, like, pushing it.
And
like you shove the mop into its face so that the very absorbent, what are they called? Like the
mop head?
You know, the tendrils of a mop. The mop tentacles.
Yeah.
The mop tentacles start to sort of soak in this darkness as you sort of shove it. And just like you literally are just jabbing it back through the hole, but it grips the mop very tightly and you can't pull it back. So instead you shove the mop in and slam down the hatch.
Yeah.
What is going on?
You have broken the machine. You have broken Mr. Calcifer's lovely machine. How could you do something so terrible?
There is a scary man inside that machine.
That is a piece of... That is impossible. Therefore, it must be a piece of equipment.
Freddy boy, I'd heard of this.
You heard what? What? No! No!
There's a reason.
Yeah, Lowry, what legends does Slideworld have about this?
Nothing very specific, but there have been rumours that a bargain was made because, you know, Slideworld was struggling for a while, boy.
No. What?
And then...
No, Slideworld has always been was... the place where dreams are made.
Boy, this was before your time. I've been around. Well, frankly, I'm old as balls.
It was before Freddy's time, so like 2 years ago.
You are very mature for your for your age, Freddy.
I could take on a lot of different tasks, basic admin.
But there was a time, Freddy, before the hell drop, dive, fall.
It's rebranded a lot over the years.
It does have so many names.
It does.
It is mysterious
sometimes.
It's ever
changing.
It's hard to do the admin.
It's strange how people can't quite remember what it's called.
I've heard when it gets shut down every time, it comes back with a new name.
I have also heard.
Possibly
that.
For legal reasons. Yeah.
Possibly, boy, possibly.
Also, some people say, they say not everyone who goes down the Hellfall actually comes out the other end.
Yeah.
And to be fair, some people have counted, and that is technically true. But legally speaking, it's not true.
Yeah, statistically, we're fine. It's a rounding error.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah, absolutely. Like, because fundamentally, statistically, it's a statistically negligible number.
Yeah.
And also, if you ask anyone for names of people who went missing, they couldn't give you any.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. If you count up the number of people who go in and the number of people who come out, definitely fewer people come out, but... No one remembers. No one's gone missing. You know, everyone who anyone remembers coming into the park leaves the park.
Mm. Yeah,
I don't think Mr. Calcifer would have stood for anything so unrespectable. Just must be a broken mechanism.
Boy, listen to me, Mr. Calcifer. Yeah. He's done a lot for me. He's done a lot for this park. But there's a reason I want you to follow in my footsteps and not his.
What? A role of that level of responsibility.
So the pipe, the exit pipe, where, you know, the little window that you could see the water flowing back out. The water's no longer flowing back out, as though the exit pipe were blocked with something.
So during this Miss Pledge's sort of revelation, I've been furiously scribbling notes, trying to get a preliminary report down. And at this point, I'm like, right, well,
deal with dark force.
That is quite enough. This is very much out of my remit. I will be leaving now and filing a full report with... We need to get a specialist team in here. Obviously, something very disturbing is going on right here, and I will make to go away.
I can't let you do that! You can't betray Mr. Calcifer like that!
I know it must be a surprise to you that I have suddenly appeared, because you haven't been able to see me until now, Gavin, but I choose to speak to you. You must... debrief with Mr. Calcifer. He will want this, I know.
Absolutely not. My responsibility...
Also, you have just to be clear, the whole time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I absolutely will not. I am an unbiased observer, and it's my legal duty to report this kind of things to the governmental authority.
Can I try and convince Gavin to stay?
you can't really do rolls on other player characters. Like,
oh yeah, fair.
Also, I don't feel like, hey, the health inspector, ignore the spooky man and don't report it. Is not a
let's all just
have a
not
cup of
report
tea.
What's happened here,
Mr. Crumble, sir. I will agree with you. It is your duty to report this, and I think you should first and foremost report this to Mr. Calcifer so he can take swift action.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I will just try and leave it.
There
at this
are some
point.
Weird noises coming from the pipe that like comes from the Hellfall.
Yeah, I will just try and leave.
Cool. Freddy is going to follow Mr. Crumble though. I will show you the way out.
No, I know where it is. It's down that corridor and up the stairs.
I would like to use my ability, which is back of my hand, to get to the end of the corridor before Mr. Grumble does, to stop
him.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, you can do that. There's definitely a secret passage down here that you know of.
Yeah, absolutely.
So at the bottom of the stairs, Ms. Pledge is just waiting for you already.
I can't believe that the other two player characters are part of the horror as well.
I'll be honest, I did not expect this to be like...
I was expecting Johnny to have to prevent me from leaving in some way, not the other people who were like, it's fine,
I'll be honest, I really didn't expect two of the three player characters to side with the monster.
I don't think it's fine, but you will not shut down this park.
He's given us employment opportunities in a very struggling area.
He gave me a 0-hour contract.
Freddy is about to go full time.
Freddy is going to blow his whistle. He's got a whistle. I haven't used it yet.
Yep, that's pretty loud. It's pretty loud.
Yeah.
It hurts your ears a little bit.
Mm.
In fact, Ben and Lowry, you can take a hit point damage from the loud whistle in a confined space because it's very loud. Dear.
Yeah, I'm now sandwiched between Freddy and Miss Pledge, like at the other end of this.
Yeah, you're currently at the
small
bottom
corridor.
Of the stairs with one of them either side of you. Neither of them have actually like taken any physical action to stop you leaving, but they are. Yeah.
Oh no, we wouldn't.
There.
Yeah,
I just think that we need to report to Mr. Calcifer and. I'm sure that Miss Pledge knows a short way there. It's very easy for us to get there.
Freddie, you're facing towards the stairs at the moment, right?
Mm-hmm, yep.
You notice...
Absolutely couldn't see anything behind me.
You notice trickling down the stairs from the top a very thin but gradually getting stronger flow of dark black water.
I think maybe I'm an expert in leaks, and I have a little bit of a concern that there is a leak occurring above you, so we should definitely go and report that to Mr. Calcifer, or people will be in danger.
And I know a shortcut. Follow me.
Excellent.
So, Lowry, are you taking them up and out of the pump room?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to find Mr. Calcifer.
Sure. So there's also a ladder that leads up to, like, the top of the building that houses the pump room stairs. So you can lead them up the ladder and it comes out on like a sort of first story rooftop. As you open, like, it's technically by your watch it should only be about 4 p.m. But as you open the hatch at the top of the stairs, the sky above you is a grim twilight. And as you look around, the floor of the entire park is now covered with a thin layer of dark black water, the twilight sky above almost reflecting the encroaching darkness. You can see in the distance that while the actual slide for the Hellfall has stopped working, there's no water flow down, the water level in the actual pool has just gradually kept rising and has now flowed out all over the park below you. As you watch a woman in a bathing costume, sort of holding a baby, let's say, is sort of wading through, looking around, and suddenly she seems to put a foot through something and she just disappears. The water's only maybe an inch deep, but she falls and disappears. I'll say she puts the baby on like a park bench next to her.
Okay, the baby's okay.
The baby's okay for now, but potentially...
Oh no.
...in peril as the water levels continue to gradually rise. But that's something you can deal with next episode.
Oh, good.
Yay!
As you stare out over the flooded, sinister water park.
I'm sure the baby will be fine. Let's find Mr. Calcifer.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. What could possibly go wrong? So thank you all for joining us for this, the very second episode of, I mean, some nonsense.
How dare you?
Terrifying nonsense. I'll have you know.
Terrifying nonsense, TM. And yeah, the final part of Before the Twilight of the Blind Abyss will be next week.
Although we're very much during the Twilight of the Blind Abyss at the moment.
Yes. Right, yeah, the final part of this
might even be after.
Blind Abyss Twilight.
Yeah, the after.
The situation will resolve next week.
For good or spooky.
Or both. Spooky can be.
Or both.
So, bye.
Bye.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Ach, mein Schatzilein.
Mein Schnuckelchen.
Mein Mausilein.
Mein Schnurzelpurzelknudel-Putzischnurzel-Kuschelherzilein.
Für alle, die es weniger süß mögen, Fruchtinade von Spreequell mit wenig Zucker und in den natürlich fruchtigen Sorten Orange Maracuja und Grapefruit Zitrone. Fruchtinade. Mehr Frucht, weniger süß. Jetzt probieren.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout desperate to find somewhere to belong, and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.